Taisus and Daf Chav Gimel were up to the third Taisus. In the beginning, he was very careful on oil of sesame. So he's going on Ner Chanukah, because the reason is because it lasts longer. But the Ner Shabbos Pasha, Shem Zayin Smitzvah and Lufcher, because it's Nimshach Basar Psila better from all of them, as we said in the Mishnah. Because everybody's moida that you light with Shem Zayin. Then we said all saps are good for ink. Rashi said Sraf is Guma. The word guma, the Rain Khan doesn't like it because dyoi is not guma, as we see in the second paragraph of Gittin. We can write with anything dyoi, sam, sikra, and kumas. The Gemara says kumas is guma. Dyoi is not meafotzen that they used to make in the guma, because the Braisa says over there, if you wrote the meitari of afotza, which is afotzim, is kosher. It's mashma, it's not the same as dyoi, that the Mishnah says. And also kosher is mashma dievet, and dyoi is the ikka ksiva. And even more in Perek Aliyad, we see Fali kurtum deduce ubodik, meaning our ink, which is tough and natural afotzim, and you don't leave it in the guma into our pit, only the sraf. The sap here is the dampness of a tree, just like we do with our ink. So to Anida by Basula, we say shirfa matzoi, it's very weak, and this is zu ain shirfa matzoi, says a sap. So to Perikal Shah, a bitter vegetable has a sap. And it changes colors. So that sraf is the wetness. And therefore, a benetam pasal sefter the enron right with our dye, because the rest are not called dyes, as we see. And we see in Perek Abayna that if you wrote it without ink, it has to go into Gneza. And we say in a Kamen Tzra, but that's dafka by sefer Torah. So if Rashi says it means an ink, not a sap. Then it was Paisha that Ner Chanuk is otherwise presumenis. And the Rashi says, when Shchedish Tevis falls on Shabbos, that you have to be mafter, the Ner is the Scharias Pesuvenisa, not the Shema Kisa, which is after Rosh Chodesh. And also, since the mafter, he reads Rosh Chanuk, has to be mafter in the Inyan Shekara. This that we mafter to read Rosh Chodesh first, because by Kriya Sater, since you can do both, you do Todder and Pesuvenisa, you do Todder first. But where you can't do both, you do Pesuvenisa rather. Also, Kriya Sater is not such a Pesuvenisa, because it doesn't mention the word Neris, but as by after. The Rashi says, therefore, they were magnum shchedish, so the mafter should read Chanukah and be mafter neres d'scharia. And then he saw that they were rogel b'shraga, meaning the husband and the wife. Therefore, said trei gavra ravro nafik mafta. Later on, he saw chozna v'regila, just the woman herself. Therefore, said only one person, which Rav Shizvi came out in his house. Menashe Rav Shizvi, Rav Natan says, because his father already died. Therefore, he says in the lashon of the Menashe, if he was alive, it would have said the be'avua, which is takin the ksuba. That's what we write. If the woman has her father, then you write the Be'avua. If not, you say the Be'nasha. Rabbi Natan says, Rabbi Shmuel, when you write a Ksuba, if the father of the Kal is alive, you write the Nosa Be'avua. If he already died, you write the Nosa Be'nasha. The Rajbanir, even the Chaim, we find that we say Be'nasha, which is kosher anyway. If you have a Suffolk, you can do that. Take me Shehershik Levi, Brei, Rav Huna, Ashka, the Gavad Be'nasha. And he gave it to Bottashba. He says, father came and found see, write the Ksuba, whatever one he likes. Benasha works also. Zer Yontavot Shabbos, Taisus says, all the oils that you're not matik on Shabbos, that's because of Yontavot Shabbos. Mishnah has learned, Emet Likv Shem, says, Yontav is mashma, other oils you light. So Taisus says, could be in other oils, since they don't go well after the Psila. If you're matik on Yontav, you won't come to be matik on Shabbos, because it's Pshita that you could be goyzen on Shamiyata. But Shem is safe if you're matik on Yontav, you could be tired and say, you'd like to do it on Shabbos, since it's in Shechat the Psila, because it's not so posh. So that it's not so posh that the reason is we took his mitzvah of the sofer, Gzeir Shamiyata. So Lezer asked, here's what Rabbi says the reason is Gzeir Yontav the Shabbos. Later on, we learn from Apostle, who levade? And then Shmuel answered the Akachel, later on, Rabba, which came after Abai. And here, Rabba answered him, which came earlier, Abai was his Talmud. And he also argues on Avchizda's friend. But Shmuel, why does he ask here Abai and Mati Yontav Lishtero? He himself learns out later, Emad Likva Shem Sefer from Oil Shabbos Shalavatai. So it could be Abai and Rabba later on won't fit with what he says here. My time at Likim because Ein Sefer Kachim Yontav. They don't hold the Gezeira, Chumra to Kachim. They can explain, where do you know that Ein Sefer Kachim Yontav? The Rajab explains here, Elamato Yontav should be Mutta. If you're going to say it's speaker Yontav Shechal Be'er Shabbos, and the reason is because Ein Sefer Kachim Yontav, like Rav Chizda explains it, is very good. But if you say the reason is because Emad Likim Shabbos, why? Say Shamiata. Now you can't explain the Yontav Emad Likim because it ain't safe for Kachar B'Yontav. What's Shaykh Yontav to say here? Since Yontav is a different reason. And it must be, you have to explain that the Yantav is also Shem Yantav. My Yantav, Shayach Yantav. Therefore, it's Messiah solution, meaning that now, that's Mashmi, can explain it a different way, that you shouldn't ask the Yantav should be Mutter. Now, it's not Shmer Abayin Abayin. I hear Rabbis goes Yantav the Shabbos, and Shabbos itself, Shem Yantav, has he hold the goes Xer Xer. And the beginning of the parak, says, he goof Xer, and I make him Xer Xer. And we're not Gozer, Nasan, Lesay Chelev Mahusach, Shum, Shaman, Otter Loy Nasan, because Loy Nasan Nama is not Nasan only because Otter Shayne Mahusach. Even though we're Chelev Mahusach, we're Gozer Xer Xer, because we're Gazrin Otter Shayne Mahusach, and Shayne Mahusach Otter Shamiata. That's not called the Xer Xer, because when it's Ein Mahusach, Vad Del Viata, because not Nimshach Chapsila. But here, since the mitzvah love on him, can't say Vad Yata, forget it, burns well. The Rishon says the hair doesn't count as Xer, because Yom Tov Shabbos are the same thing as received bearing by Aisha. By Sandla Mesumah, the Rashba asks, hair were Gozer Yom Tov Shabbos, the Reshkal Kelev, the Firoz that were not Gozer. Maybe you can't compare Xeris of the Chacham one to another, those that are not one Melacha. So Xer Yom Tov Shabbos, the Rashba asks, we see in Perigim of the Bay, a mice of a Sharab Tarfim on him, on a Chala, that became Tameh, and he said, don't move him out of place. Now, according to Rabbi, why shouldn't you move it? It's more roy that you could burn it after your tafshel, where it's not shaykh to be gozer yon to what the Shabbos, just like by Shaman. But lefi, the reason that ain't sefer kach yon is good. It must be dechik that we say gozer chala b'Shabbos oto Shaman. Last taisus, which is tani kostra of chizda, taisus says it's mashma here chutz b'Shaman sefer that you're not matlik on Shabbos, not on yon to. That's not gar chizda, because according to him you're matlikim on Shabbos. So it says, Hachkam, all these that they said, Ein Madlikim B'Shabbos, Madlikim B'Yantav. And Avada, those that you say Madlikim B'Shabbos, Madlikim B'Yantav, except for Shem Sreifa. Even though you're Madlikim B'Shabbos, nevertheless, Ein Madlikim B'Yantav. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf, Chaf, Gimel.